when they look up, then we just stop.
We're on the edge of a forested area in the west of Singapore, and right there is a sambar deer. It's one of the largest deer species in the world. We've got Jay and Emma from the Save Sambar Deer Initiative. We are out observing the deer on this evening.
Gone, confirm. They're all gone, not a single deer left. I find it strange tonight why they behave like this. They just came out only. You know. Usually they'll stay for a few hours. Maybe they know CNA is here.
They're not be on camera.
They usually will stay around here, but tonight why they just disappear? I find it strange. That's not their usual habit. But like as I said, they're unpredictable. They're anymore.
Since Sambadia started in the 2020, when I returned from Thailand during COVID, when I was having a jog at along T15 in Mandai, and that's when I chanced upon three female deer. I was like blown away, and that's when I started having interest in the sambar deer. And following months, I keep trailing the deer, following them, and that's how I started creating the Save Sambar Deer group. Our team will drive from certain sector, for example, along Thompson towards Mandai to look out for deer that's close to the fringe, close to the road, or if there's any public disturbances.
Wow! Oh, antler, yes, antler.
Get ready. The last one, the male, on the way. You can smell the deer, can you smell the deer?
The need for us to better manage the deer population. Our current population ecology is now standing at about close to 120 now. We believe that this number will still continue to grow. We have camera traps. We do physical nightly observation. We actually do a physical head count. We have a photography team who capture their images, and we'll do profiling and matching. That's how we conclude the numbers at the end of the day.
People have mixed reactions to the deer. Some, of course, love seeing them, and other people are understand to be a little bit scared. They are big animals, you know. They can weigh as much as a double door fridge. Their antlers are pointy and can get to a meter long. They can be intimidating, but the fact is that they're incredibly shy and elusive. With the population growing, they will eventually start to spill over. Coexistence is not really just about the animals adapting to us, it's us having to make space for them as well.
Never feed wild animals.
This is the human nature, you see. We want to feed pigeon, we want to feed crow. We've seen it many times, we feed wild boar, because we have this compassion, we have this love for animal. Even though it's wrong, they still think that, oh, you know, they have nothing to eat. That was why they are here out in the urban area. So education is very important, and that's Emma's job.
You can have, you know, long conversations and explain that actually feeding is detrimental because it increases the population, and then it ends up with culling, right, which is exactly the opposite of what they're trying to achieve.
So you're not supposed to feed them, even if you love them. The more you love them, the less you feed them.
Absolutely. They have what they need in the forest. Unfortunately, when people do feed, it's often unhealthy things like white bread or whatever. It's got all sorts of preservatives. It's not their food anyway, and it's detrimental to their health.
Our outreach is really aimed at encouraging people to learn to love the deer and to therefore hopefully protect them in the future and their habitat. We want people to be clear on the protocols of engaging with deer, so you're keeping your distance, and when you're driving around forested areas, to drive slowly and carefully.
Do the deer recognize humans?
They do not actually physically recognize your face or your person, but they remember your scent.
Jay used to rub himself up against trees so that they would remember his scent.
We're not recording this, actually.
Such an urban environment that we have these incredible large creatures.
They actually do move very quietly. We were halfway doing an interview at the roadside, and then they're just like, oh dear. Like, oh dear.
That's why we call them ghosts of the forest. This is where they will graze at night.
So the holes in the ground are the...
Correct. Yeah, because we have fresh grass here.
Okay. So it's their footprints?
Oh yeah, you are stepping on... you can see, you can feel so uneven, right? Yes. It's all their prints actually.
So if I was a deer, I'll be like balancing on the side of a
no,
hill?
No, and... they will choo-choo-choo. That's why they graze along the slopes, you see.
When you come face to face with a deer, that is quite a life-changing experience. Well, it was for me and it was for Jay. When you actually look into the eyes of an animal, you feel this connection. It's really, really special.